speaking at the first annual scientific conference of the Association of Gynecologists and Obstetricians in South Sudan, Association President Dr. Grang Dakjur said the rate of maternal mortality is high in South Sudan compared to neighboring countries.
Our mothers are dying because of bleeding. What is the problem? The problem is most of our health settings are not having the blood transfusion services. Even the facilities that are having blood transfusion services are not even getting blood. And from whom should we get blood? It's from you guys who are sitting here. So if we take a responsibility of saving our mothers, sisters, and wives, then the first commitment should be donating blood.
Dr. Dakjur says early pregnancy, healthcare workers' low pay, and limited donation and transfusion services in most facilities across the country are the causes of high rates of maternal mortality in South Sudan. South Sudan has the world's largest maternal mortality rate, with 1,150 deaths for every 100,000 live births, according to the U.S.-based nonprofit Concern Worldwide. Unlike many of the countries on this list, that number has risen steadily over the last few years. Dr. Dakjur says the government needs to do more to reduce the nation's maternal mortality rate.
So if you compare it with Ethiopia, you will get Ethiopia is around 400. If you go to Kenya, you will get Kenya is around 300 something. If you come to Sudan, you will get Sudan is around 200 something. But yet, we are still at 1,150. Did we ask ourselves, why are we still different from the region? I'm sure that we know the bottlenecks around our high maternal mortality.
At the same conference, Hussein Abdelvaghi, South Sudan's Vice President for the Service Cluster, acknowledged the challenges facing maternal health and said the government is working to address those problems.
We as the policymakers are working tirelessly to formulate policies aligned with the international guidelines, which will provide conducive working environment for medical personnel and scientists to allow and handle medical services delivered to our needy population. We are also working to improve the working conditions of civil servants in general and their health workers in particular.
Since South Sudan gained independence in 2011, it has faced high levels of food insecurity and violence, as well as some of the greatest levels of gender inequality in the world. All of these factors, combined with the lack of adequate health care and the high number of internally displaced persons, South Sudan is the worst country for an expecting mother, according to Concern Worldwide. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.